All right. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening. Welcome to Give Them Lala with Randall. Now, you're wondering why you don't hear Lala's voice for the first time. It is because we have a special, special podcast today. Today, I have taken over the entire podcast because all of you complain that I talk too much. So this is my platform. You're going to sit and listen for 48 minutes of me talk about whatever I want by myself. No, I'm just kidding. It is a special podcast today because Lala and I have decided that it is a big moment in our life having a baby. We thought, what if we did a special podcast where the expecting fathers come on together and we chitter chatter about having a baby. So I want to welcome my two guests this week on Expecting Fathers Week, Jax Taylor and Bo Clark.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Can we actually change the name of just for today as like Give Them Randall with Jax and Bo?
Oh my God.
Okay. Give Them Randall. Let's start
all
over.
All right, I want to welcome you to Give Them Randall with Jax and Bo.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I would just keep it all.
Yeah, I like
I would
it.
Just keep
I'm
it
not
all.
Cutting shit.
It shows how creative we are.
I like it. I really like this office. I'm glad. Maybe you should put a picture of Lala in here somewhere. I know there's not much room, but if you could get at least one.
She
picture,
is always watching your ass.
She is always. I mean, if
there's
you guys
like
could see
two,
this
four,
room.
Eight, nine.
And there's also four on the chair.
Oh, there's four. There's
alternatives. There's
what like, about the pillow?
And their pillow.
Oh, and there's literally like 15 photos.
She
of
is
her.
Here. She
I just
want to
tell you,
here.
Also in the bathroom of our house.
Very beautiful, by
her
the way.
Her face
is everywhere.
On the wallpaper.
Yeah. So you definitely don't do number two there.
Never.
You can be there, it's fine, but I would just. Oh, I would not want to do number two with a lot of photos of Stassi Sarah.
So, guys, first of all, I want to thank
might
you
be
guys.
Into that. You don't know.
Tim, producer Tim.
Some people are.
Tim, your opinion is not warranted today.
Okay.
Okay. Back to my stars, Jackson Bell. So, we're all having babies. Bo, you are first.
I'm the first. I'm the trend starter.
Yes. Yeah.
I put mine in first. I'm the first one in the group, Jax.
Whoa.
I'm the first one in the group to do that.
I was
so
second. I was
yes.
second.
I was third.
Third
but
yes.
I'm having the only boy.
True. We're all scared about that.
Yeah. You should be.
So you guys.
I'm passing down.
So Lala and I have talked about many times about when we found out, the moment we found out, how it was, you know. Bo, just take us through your day, like the day you found out. Did you do it together? Was it planned? You know, the whole thing. Did she miss her period? How did it happen?
So we just, oh my God, this is really bad. It's not bad, but we did it on Easter. We wasn't planning for it, obviously. We weren't planning for it. We just weren't being careful like we normally were. And then my mom the next day on Easter, or she messaged me something. I think it might have been after Easter. And she's like, I had this dream that this Native American was calling me Mau Mau. And they lived in Louisiana. So she did some like research. And I guess Native Americans in that area, Mau Mau was like a certain thing for like grandmother. And then she went to like being just like, you know, Southern Mau Mau Mama. So my mom had a dream the night of when we conceived. And we were like, no freaking way. And then all of a sudden, when we backtrack to the day? That it was that day,
no.
It was Easter. So my mom had a freaking dream.
That's
and
amazing.
And some Native American
That's
was
amazing.
Saying Mau Mau, so she's a grandmother. And we're like, well, we weren't, you know, careful last night, but you know, everything's
like,
gonna be
never
fine.
Thought twice.
And then, you know, 3 weeks later or
now, how do you just go buy the test that CVS, like how does that day come where you
so
confirm it?
It's 2 days before Cinco de Mayo. But the month before, Stassi was like a week late. And I was like, it's fine. She's like, I'm late again. I was like, okay. But it's like, you don't need to check. Let's just, you know, it's 2 days from Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. You don't want to put it in your head. Because then you'll feel like if you do drink it, be like, oh, we didn't know. But if you know ahead of time, you'll feel guilty.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course. So
yeah.
I was just like, you know, well, like we don't know. So like, why would you even go do
yeah.
that? She already had those things.
Yep. So did Brittany.
She already
what?
Had them.
Yep. Yep.
So,
six of them.
So in
what?
The morning, yeah, so in the morning, like she's like, okay, fine. And then all of a sudden she comes up and like 5 minutes later, I'm outside reading. She comes up with like this thing in her hand and I was like, what is that? And she's all red And I was like, what is that? She's like, I'm positive. I'm like, what do you mean you're, I just asked you not to do, like, what do you mean you're, wait, you're positive? I'm like, go take another one. Go take another one. So then I sat out there again, and I was just like, and she comes out, I did three. And she came up with all three.
She already had the three?
Yeah. And she had, like, one that wrote, like, you're pregnant. Like, she had, like, just like.
So do we.
I'm just shook. And, like, I was
like. Tears or no tears?
No tears. I'm just shook. Like, I'm not shocked. Not fear.
Shocked.
I was shocked.
First baby. First baby, big moment.
And I didn't, you know, I feel like I was just already so much shocked from COVID. And this was like beginning of May. And I was
right.
We found out right in the beginning of May.
Oh my God.
So I was just like, okay. I had literally no feelings. It was just like, I was excited, but I was like numb in a good way.
No, of course. And by the way, so let's go back. That was Jax. Tell us your thing.
Okay, so we started after. Obviously, I wanted to do this have baby right after we got married. But then again, I wanted this whole year to be like, okay, let's travel a little bit. It's going to be the last year before we have kids. Let's get all the traveling out of our system. Let's have some fun. Then COVID hit. And then we were talking about, I'm like, do you really want, should we try during this? We don't know how long this is going to last. Is this going to be a really bad? I didn't know if I was going to, are we going to be able to get to the hospital when you're born? We didn't know. So then a month goes by, right? And I'm like, it's not that bad. So the first month we had the app. I don't know the name of the app. It's an app that tells you when to have sex, basically. So the first month goes by. The app, I was off by a day. I was in the pink day. Let me tell you, fellas, by the way, how extremely romantic this was. Okay, so if you don't know,
it's time to do your chores, Jax.
Yeah, well, no, it's like
Mama needs it.
No, so like, I don't know how all my drunk friends did it over the years, but it's extremely hard to get a woman pregnant. There's one red day, and then there's two pink days, one day, one before. So when we tried the first month, she called me, and I was like cutting the grass, of course.
Right.
It's like 2:00 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. Okay, I'm not in the sexy mode. I'm sweaty, whatever. She's on the balcony, babe. It's time. She goes, well, we're off by a day, but it's time. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, she's like, I'm doing this. She's like, you don't have to be romantic. Just get in and get out.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm like, chores. Yeah. Chores. Yeah. I was doing my chores. So I get up there.
Chores.
I get up there.
Lala was like that too.
It's Tuesday.
Dishes or sex? Dishes or sex?
Well, it's grass cutting. Grass cutting.
Grass cutting or sex.
That's almost.
Oh, but see, that's, yes. You like grass cutting.
I know. That's okay. Why.
Oh my God.
Mind you.
Difficulty.
Mind you, it's 2:00 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. Okay.
No one's feeling themselves.
I'm not trying to get. Man, I'm fucking horny as fuck. I'm cutting the grass. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. So get in. We're daylight. We'll try it anyway. It didn't work. Next month goes by. We're in Kentucky. Now we're on the day. It's binging my thing. We're packing up the Airbnb. We were in Kentucky. We're packing up ready to go. And Brittany goes, well, we got to get this in. It's now. We're not going to have time. I'm like, okay. We do. So the lady, the maids are on their way to clean up the Airbnb. We got like 2 hours before we have to get out of the house before the maids come. So we knock it out. Sure enough, it hit. It hit. And so we were in Kentucky when it happened. Now let me ask you.
Wait.
How I found out.
How you found out. That's what.
About 4 a.m. Now, Brittany goes to the bathroom about every 5 minutes, right? So I'm used to it. She gets up and she goes to the bathroom. Anyway, so this morning she got up like 5 a.m. She comes out. We're sleeping in the bedroom. She comes out of the bathroom. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Holding the stick. I'm pregnant. First of all, it's 4 a.m. I'm sleeping on my stomach. I'm like, what? I thought someone was breaking in the house. I thought the dogs were in trouble. I don't know, but it's 4 a.m. I'm like, what? She goes, I'm pregnant. I'm like, meanwhile, I'm half groggy. I'm like, oh my God. Like, oh. I go, are you sure? She goes, well, I got 5 more tests. I'm going
to
take them all.
What in her mind made her decide to, like.
Well, she had to go to the bathroom. She wasn't feeling good. It's 5 a.m. She gets up and she has them next to her bathroom. Oh, she's got her menstruation sticks. She's got pregnancy sticks. She's got all kinds of sticks. Okay. So she takes the pregnancy test. I go, baby, I'm groggy. Oh, yay. I'm great. I'm like, okay. Maybe go take another one just to make sure. So she goes, takes another one. Then she takes another. I mean, like you said, this one pretty much said, multiple. Jax Taylor, you are pregnant. Basically said,
get the fuck out of bed and hug your wife.
Exactly. Stop taking these tests. You're fucking pregnant. So she's got 4 and she's holding up my hand. Of course, I give her up a big hug. Yes,
cry?
It's happened.
You cried.
I was in shock.
You both were in shock.
Yeah. Because first of all, you know, I've partied a lot in my life. I take a lot of supplements. I smoke a lot of weed. I didn't think it was going to take the first couple times. I just didn't.
So, you're like a work in progress.
I was. Right. Yeah. I thought like I was going to have to go through a detox, like maybe clean it all out. You know, people were telling me, Jax, you smoke too much weed. Chill on the weed because it's not going to work. In fact, Rob was telling me, my neighbors were telling me, relax. I go, oh God, you're right. I'm going to have to stop smoking. And I started smoking when my father died. I look, I've been smoking my whole life, but you know, I thought maybe I was like, okay, but no, it took and we're good. And we're 5 months in.
That's amazing. That's
wow,
amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So here's a question. Will you in the delivery room, both of you, will you look or not look?
Get out of town. Get out of town.
That's a massive no.
In high school, I had to go to summer school. So I was going to take an easy like A in health class.
Yeah.
And back in, I think this was probably 96. So I had to watch a health video of a pregnancy. And the videos from 96 were basically from like 87. So they had a full frontal camera of that. And the next thing you know, I started watching that. And then I woke up in the infirmary. I passed out and hit my head on the desk next to me and got a concussion.
Oh my God,
from that. Bob. And then from that experience, every time there's a birth on television, I get chills that my mom says, like, you're type, like, with some of like clients like that, that affects guys. So do not look
down. I'm not going to look.
But then I have like my Italian birth father who's like, yes, you know, I was here with your, in between your mother's legs, oh, waiting to pull you out.
Well, let me explain
and I'm
the
like,
situation.
Yeah, bro, that's not happening.
By the way, I just want to tell you, I'm with Bo all the way.
100%.
What about you, Jack?
It's funny, I had this conversation last night. Literally last night, wow. Brittany was like, you're going to have to film this because we're not allowed to have a lot of people in the room right now. So I got to take on like three. No, first, my time out. I'm not filming the vagina. I'm going to pan up from the knees as like, you know, as the baby comes like this, I'm going to pan. You know, side, like,
I feel like you should ask some, like, DPs from Vanderpump to, like, can you give me some, like, some tutorials of how to do the pan up?
But Brittany's like, she's like, you are 100% filming from the knees up of the whole situation. So she's like, we have to. We're not allowed to have anybody in the room. You're going to need to do it all. You might even need
I would just get a really long selfie stick and just hope that I have a good angle.
That's just be like this.
That's amazing.
Jax, you might be surprised.
Do I got it? I got it, right? Am I good?
What are you the most, this is something that I ask a lot of my friends when they're having their first baby. What are you most nervous about being a father? What's the thing, if you were to just guess today without the baby in your hand, what are you most nervous about?
Oh, I'm like, there's so many. I actually did I recorded myself talking about my fears. I just haven't posted it.
Wow.
Yet, because I have it's just like a domino effect of like when the stories you hear things. So it's like, is she going to, you know, like if you lay them down for too long, they can get like a flat head or something.
Right.
And then what happens if I put her on the couch and then refunds like running on the couch? Or then what happens in the future with like boyfriends? And then what happens if she's driving? And then well,
and
like
she goes
this,
to college.
And then, there's so many other things that like.
It's like everything.
Like,
it's like father. It's like it's amazing how protective you're becoming already because you're really close now. You're how many months away?
I think we're almost. I mean, we're over 30, so we have like maybe almost 2.5 months
that's
to go.
It.
Yeah.
So it's like you're really already kind of in the zone now. Like you're already, that's neat. And what are you most?
It's a lot. I've been a lot more than Bo. But right now, the dogs have my mind. My dogs are so protective of Brittany and they get really territorial. So the dog situation for me, you know, they told us to bring baby blankets and stuff in the hospital to the dogs so they get used to it.
But
our dogs are extremely protective
of
Brittany.
They say that, really?
I have a book too.
The dogs are sleeping on Brittany's belly. They know the baby's there. Like they know. I have a feeling that they know. They're all sleeping. They're extremely protective of her. I just hope they don't get too protective where they snap at the baby. You know, like that's what's my biggest fear.
Because that's, you know, you have a little, you know, infant newborn. Yeah. You're worried about the dog. The dog's bigger than the baby.
But like, everything.
Refund knows. So she definitely, like, she doesn't leave Stassi's side. It's weird.
Really?
And Luda's like, you know, her brain is small. So she's just like, treat. I have no idea.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny. I never thought about dogs in a slight until I was with Lala, who's so obsessed. My mother's also obsessed, but it's funny. Lala's dog and my dog are dogs now. Okay, our dogs are mixed dog family. When my girls are home, the dogs sleep with the kids and don't know our name. When the girls are not at the house, they sleep in our bed. So it's something about children and dogs that's very connected. That's a really interesting point. I think about that.
Yeah, our dogs sleep in our bed too, always, every night. So that's another thing that, you know, we're going to have the baby for a while. The baby's going to be next to our bed in that snoo thing.
Yeah, I got the same. I got the same thing.
$1,500 piece of plastic that moves.
It is crazy.
You know what, like, my dad did? My dad threw me in an egg carton box. All right, an egg carton. But, like, you know, you remember back in the day, my dad worked at a grocery store. He had, you know, boxes of eggs came in these big boxes. So we used to go camping a lot, and they used to put me in the egg box. Yeah, back, dude, this, you can't remember, this is the 80s, early 80s.
I mean, I was never in the egg box.
I was in an egg box.
So they probably put me in a pizza box. Yeah.
I was in an egg box, and we grew up like, hey, here's a toy, here's a box, go kick and play with it for 20 minutes. Like, it's just the rules have changed now, you know?
But at least you had a sister. I was the only child, so it's like that egg box would have probably been like a freaking adventure wonderland for me. At least you had somebody to hang out with.
4 years later. We're 4 years apart, but yes.
Okay, but still, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's not, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot going on through my head. I mean, you know, everyone's like, it's okay. You don't remember, babies they're meant to get knocked around a little bit. Right. Like, you know, you see that commercial where the mom's so protective and by the second one, her kid's running around like in a machine shop with oil all over. It's kind of like that situation. But I think after maybe 6 or 7 months, but the first couple months, I'm gonna be like, is it sleeping too long? Is it sleeping? Is it not sleeping enough?
Is it breathing?
Is it breathing? Is it supposed to breathe that much? Is it supposed to laugh? Is it supposed to laugh that much? Is, like, you know.
Well, I know both of you pretty well, and I would say that you guys are going to be obviously phenomenal fathers, but I think you guys are so, you know, I just think you guys are going to be such epic dads, and so you're going to figure it out pretty quick. Like, I think it's going to happen pretty quick for you guys, and I think that what I'm most excited about, I just want to say this because Lala brings up a lot, I didn't really think it through probably until this moment, the fact that our kids are going to grow up together. That's crazy.
It's huge, especially since most of us are transplants from here, and our
family's
our family, our bloodline's not here.
Yeah.
So we do need each other.
I agree.
And it's going to help, especially when the kids go, the moms go to classes. It does. And we all can help each other.
I agree.
We have birthdays and Halloweens and Christmases. I cannot wait for that kind of stuff.
I think it's going to be so fun to have these big group Sunday outings at your house.
Disney World on the PJ. Yeah. Just dropping that.
Randall's
come
new,
on,
Randall's,
everyone's thinking about it.
Randall's new back. Randall's new backyard.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Not to hit the baby with the pickleball, please. Yeah. Thank you, Bo and Randall. The girls will be like, it's too close to the baby. But hold on, let's go back to you. What are you afraid? Because you haven't had a kid in a really long time. So it's basically,
I'm old too.
You're starting this.
It's starting over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's all new for me. And I tell that to Lala every day. It's like, I mean, this is, you know, like, I'm excited just because I don't know. I'm older, I'm more mature now. That's kind of laughable a little bit, but I honestly think that I'm excited for, is it weird that I'm more excited for Lala than I am myself, even though I'm equally excited? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so excited.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
Right? Like,
dude, I'm stoked.
I'm so excited.
But my wife has been, this is their first kid.
Right.
That's my first kid too.
It's your first kid too.
But the mother, it's something about that.
There's just something magical about watching Lala start to glow. Like, every day she gets, like, okay, let me give Lala props for 1 second. First of all, she's a stepmother to my two girls, and she crushes it, and she's phenomenal. And to now have her own baby that she's giving birth to, I am like the biggest cheerleader in the house. I'm like, and the girls are so excited. They're like, they can't wait till the baby comes. So I just feel like it's Lala's moment. You know, even though I am so excited to welcome our new daughter, watching Lala be so maternal, so, is that right word, Bo? Is that the right
word?
But you know, just watching her, like just touching her belly every day, and we're laying in bed, and I'm talking to our daughter, and I'm talking to her stomach, and she's just so protective. Lala's, I've never seen her like this. You know, she's protective of me. She's protective of my girls, or I consider our girls, but, you know, she's protective of her dogs. But the protection that she puts onto a safe, healthy environment.
But I understand what you're saying. Like, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Women are
just watching,
and they're like,
her.
I don't know where it comes from, but you see them and you watch them. It's almost like a different person. I'm like,
correct.
Wow. It's like they were born. It's like their instincts kick in, and she's, like I said, constantly rubbing her belly, constantly aware. Yeah. She's very aware. Yeah. And just the way she touches herself, the way she glows and smiles. And it's like, and I think you're right. It's a little bit more to them because they're carrying this child.
Right.
They're there from the beginning.
And it gets heavy.
Yeah,
that pile gets heavy. Like, because Stas is like, you know, like months before.
Yeah,
like what?
No,
three
months.
Months before
three
you guys.
3 months at least.
And so her belly is big.
Right,
and,
right.
And like, you know, just her, like sometimes when she, it's like when she has like this, like one, like a short shirt on and just like lifts up the belly, I'm just like, God, that's so hot. But she's like holding it. She's just like holding it. It's like always like hugging it, always holding it, loving it. I feel like that energy that she's putting through her hands and her love is just like, you know, just shooting into the baby, you know? So
beautiful.
I feel like that's what mothers do.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why that protection, it's like, it's just, it's beautiful to watch.
Here's my question to you, Bo. We need advice because Jax and I are just coming out of the first trimester, which Jax and I share notes all the time, which is emotional roller coaster,
right.
Hormone 4th of July.
Right.
And we are very loving and very understanding and all, and every, we just share notes and we strap in, we have rough days, we have great days. We love our women and we stay by them. What should we expect when they get really uncomfortable and the baby is, as you know, where Stassi is now?
Where she's waddling.
Yeah,
basically.
Well, you know, first of all, Stas is totally different. I don't know much about Lala. I know that Brit's just always, you know, from her post, she's like always like just the normal stuff that you read in books. Like she's sick. Like what's going on with you, Jax, is like every book that I read is basically what's happening to you. Like
every single day.
All the books that I spent money on to like learn about pregnancy had nothing to do with me.
Wow.
Stassi barely ever got sick.
Wow.
She wasn't like, you know, there wasn't no dark passenger season one Stassi.
Wow.
But as a pregnant, nice woman, you know, there was no craziness. So it's like, the only thing I say now that she's getting bigger is just like, she's tired more. We have a lot of stairs in our place. So it's like walking up. So it's like just doing things for her, whether it's like she can't bend down a lot, you know, or it is, but it's just such an effort. So, you know, I'm cooking for her. I'm helping her, just like everything, like physically.
Right. Yeah.
So, but
right.
I don't.
She doesn't have the movement that she had before.
Right.
Is it tough for her to sleep at night? Because
No, she sleeps. There's also there's like doctor recommended like sleep things to help.
Unisom.
That's helpful. You know, so she takes
that. Because Lala takes that.
Yeah.
So
they all share. They all have everything that they all do the same shit.
Right.
Hey, you want a pill? Here, just take it on the table. It's Unisom.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, it's a total different thing. So I don't really know what to say because everyone's different. Like, I don't know how Lala is actually feeling with pregnancy.
Didn't feel great, obviously, the first 3 months, but not as bad as I thought she was going to be. And now she's pretty good now during the day. At night, she starts to feel a little nauseous, but nothing.
I mean, I saw her exercising with Jenna.
I saw that. I was like, whoa.
No, she was so frustrated because for the first 3 months, you know, she'll always talk about, you know, part of her sobriety, working out is something that really is really good. So not being able to work out the first 3 months was really tough for her. So I think she's.
But they say if you're used to working out, keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got a Nordic track. And so Stas has been walking. I've been running. So that's But it's just, I feel like the thing that COVID, like, everything's in a way just sucks because of COVID.
Yeah.
So normal things that I feel like that we would be doing as a couple, as she would be doing as like a pregnant woman, that she would be out more, you know, trying to like get more sun and enjoying things with her friends. You just can't, especially just
same.
Like, yeah. Right. So it really sucks of like the confinement that we all have to put ourselves in.
I agree. I give Lala a lot of props because she was on doctor instructed, you know, somewhat bed rest where she couldn't do any activity, but now she's clear of that and she's out there working out, and it makes her happy, you know, like physically, emotionally. So I think
I feel bad, you know, like
because Brittany's having a really tough time.
And she's the opposite of you girls. I mean, she literally, since she's been pregnant, maybe not been sick. It's easier to say not been sick, maybe 5 or 6 days.
Wow.
She's literally, I woke up this morning on the way here, she was throwing up. And she knows it's coming. Like, she knows every morning. I set up a bathroom. She's got her case of water in the bathroom, case of Gatorade. I put towels down by the toilet. I'm not allowed to use that toilet anymore. And it's a sanctuary in there now because she's in there so much. And she knows it's coming. And I'm just like, I told her the other day, I'm like, are we going to be able to have a second one? She's like, you damn right we're having another one. I'm like, I just watch her going through hell, absolute hell. And she's like, she can't keep anything down. She's constantly throwing up. The doctor said this is totally normal. The baby's fine.
The books I read said it's totally normal.
It's totally normal.
It feels like everybody's supposed to be like that.
I mean, I guess the lady in England, Queen, Kate, whatever, she went through the same thing, apparently. Yeah, she's been reading, throwing up every single day till the day she was day she gave birth. So again, like you said, every woman is different. You know,
I know Stassi has a lot of fear that the fact that everything has been so good, like the birth is going to be the worst.
This is where you're going to have
she's going to be like,
I mean, she's lucky. She's lucky. I said, but Brittany's a trooper, man. She does not let it get her down, where most people would be like crying and this and that. She gets through her pains. She's still like, you know, for the reveal, she was sick on that reveal, but she manned up. Like there's times where she, like yesterday, for instance, she got pretty to go out for an event and she's like, I put makeup on for the second time in 4 months. She just feels pretty. She wants to take some pictures. Like tonight I want to take her out. She's like, I just want to feel pretty, you know? And I feel like a lot of the girls go through this. I don't know, but I feel like a lot of the girls, when they're going through this pregnancy, they have, obviously their bodies are changing. They don't feel pretty. They don't feel loved. So it's important for us to make sure that they are loved, whatever they need. Like I've been literally, I went with Randall to Vegas for what, 24 hours, maybe a little bit more than that. And I came home. She's like, oh my God. She's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're home. I had to go downstairs getting water and this, because I'm literally doing exactly what you're doing. I go get her because I feel so, we don't have to go through anything. We did our part.
You did this to her, Jackson.
Exactly.
You did this to her.
I feel bad. So I like literally, I'm like, what do you need now? What do you need? You want Tylenol? Do you need this? Do you want pineapples, pickles? What do you want? Because she has these weird cravings.
And by the way, in Jack's defense, I asked him to come support me in my pickleball tournament in Vegas. He came. It was supposed to be two nights. After the first night, he goes, you know what? I feel so bad. I want to go home and I have to be with my wife. I mean, it was like, and you went home. You went home early. I mean, you got up 6 a.m.
I just felt bad. And the more Brittany goes, no, go enjoy yourself. That makes me even feel worse. And she was just like, if we were arguing and she's like, fine, do whatever you want. I'd be like, okay. But when she's nice and says, babe, I want you to enjoy yourself, then I'm like, shit.
Right.
I do have to say the one thing that Stas does, because you're saying like Brittany put on makeup twice. Stas gets together, takes a shower every day, puts on makeup because there's nothing
to do.
You can't do anything.
Right.
So it's like, but for her, like putting on makeup it makes her feel pretty. And she does, you know, she looks pretty. I always love no makeup. Like when she wakes up in the morning.
That's sexy. I love Lala.
Sexiest librarian. She's got her glasses on. Yeah. I'm like, that turns me on.
Yeah.
But then for her, it's like the routine is putting on makeup because we're locked in.
Right.
And she needs to feel pretty. And I feel like women should start doing that. If you're in the same boat that you're not feeling pretty, do like your normal routine that you would do if you're going to go out.
I 100% agree.
If that's what makes it,
and I agree, because I always tell Lala when she wakes up, I'm like, babe, you look beautiful. Let's get in the car and go to the office. She's like, I haven't put any makeup on. I'm like, you are stunning as is. But like you said, some women putting on makeup feels whatever it makes feel. I don't argue with it, but I always let her know, like, you look perfect.
Also, I've learned too from going to the Grove, when we will sit out at the Grove, like some other woman be like, oh my God, you are so beautiful as a pregnant woman. I've realized that me giving like affirmations to Stassi really doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
When other random women come up to her and
it's our job.
They don't even know
that.
Her. They're just like, oh my God, you are a gorgeous pregnant woman. She just lights up. So if there's any women
like
out
this.
There,
you're like,
just
hey,
go up to pregnant women and tell them how beautiful they look, because it is literally the best thing that another woman can give to a pregnant woman.
I agree. Every time somebody says that to Brittany, I'm always like, thank you. Thank you. Because not, like you said, of course we're going to tell our wives that they're beautiful and gorgeous. Yeah. That's expected. But when other people do it,
women. Because if a guy walked up and was like,
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. I mean other women do it.
I feel like a gay man can do it. Women and gay men can do that.
Yeah, I've never seen a regular random guy ever do that. You're right. Just women and
but
gay
I'll
men.
But I'll tell you what, that's funny that you say it. Because Lala, when I post a picture of us where she's completely natural, she flips out sometimes. She's like, babe. And I'm like, please let me post the picture. You look stunning. I post the picture. It's the most comments I ever get with like, oh my God, Lala looks stunning. Lala looks epic. It's like my biggest, most liked pictures are when I post this just as is. And I'm like, Lala, you don't realize how beautiful, like in your mind, like when you wake up in the morning, you don't think you look beautiful. You are stunning. And it's the same for you and Stassi, and same for Brittany. And I think, you know, we have to give them affirmation, like you said,
right.
But at the same time, you know, it's tough to fight that battle. But when other people, when Lala sees the comments, she's like, oh my God, they love this picture. I'm like, babe.
Really builds people up.
I think pregnant women are beautiful. I don't know if it's those prenatal vitamins or whatever, but she's glowing, her hair's great, she looks beautiful.
I agree. We're gonna take a quick break, come right back. So we are back with Give Them Randall with Bo and Jax. All right, so producer Tim came up with a game today for us to play, kind of like the newlywed game, but the new baby dad.
We can be baby daddies.
Okay, I can be a baby.
You can be baby daddy.
New father game. New father game. Expecting father game.
Why can't we be baby daddies?
Because
you're married.
You don't have a plane, bro.
Wow.
I guess that's right.
That shit is just going on. Okay. Timmy, give us the questions.
Just to clarify, I'll ask you the questions, and if I'm asking Randall, you answer on behalf, like, for the kids of Jax and Bo.
Okay.
We're
basically giving our opinion of, the question is, how well do we know them?
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Let's try it.
So, out of the three of you, rate each other on who's going to be the strictest versus the least strict as parents.
Okay, so a scale like 1 to 10?
Yeah, 1 to 10.
Who do you think is going to be the most strict?
Out of us three.
Okay.
I'm going to say out of 1 out of 10, Jackson's going to be 7.
Wow.
And Randall's going to be like 5.5. Because it's like, I feel like you're going to be less.
I suck at that part.
Yeah.
I suck, unless they get so out of line that I have to. But so I rated Jax at a 9.
Okay.
Because I just think Jax is going to keep his house in order. And Bo, I put you at like a 6, 6.5. Like you're going to be strict, but not.
I'm having a little girl, so I'm going to be the less strict. I'm like, fun dad. I'm the fun dad. Like,
I'm going to give you a 5.
That's what I have.
I'm going to give you a 5.
That's what
I have.
Ozzy's going to be the one who's going to be like strict.
So same with Lala, by the way. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Jax.
I have for myself a 10.
I told you. I said 9.
100%. Randall, I have a 5.
Yeah.
And Bo, I have a 5.
Wow.
Because I think Stassi's going to be the stricter one, and I think Lala's going to be the stricter one.
Even if Stassi is not, I'm going to make that happen. I am going to make that happen. Stassi will be like, go do this. I'm like, baby, it's okay. I'll do it for you. I got you.
Yes.
I got you. Fun dad.
I'm in the
love
same
me
boat.
More. Love me more.
Dude, Bo, you are a star.
I am literally going to milk daddy's girl for all it's worth.
I'm with you. All right, next question.
I mean, my kid's not going to hate me, but he's just going to he's going to know what's right and what's wrong, and he's going to know not to fuck up more than three times.
Do you see your grandfather's Corvette? You better do those dishes or you won't get that when you're 16.
That's right.
Okay, next question. What age do you think the dads will allow their kids to start dating?
Oh, hold on. Oh, this is a good one. Hold on. I got to run. This is good.
I'm having a boy.
All right, here, I already got mine.
Hey, just write your number. Number.
Okay. What age? You can't do a number.
Age.
Okay.
Do you think their kids will be allowed to start dating?
Okay. Oh, God.
All right. I basically wrote 18 when she moves out.
That's yours?
Hold on.
But I also want to be like that stereotypical 80s dad where he like opens the door and he's got like the shotgun, you know, but even though it's not a real shotgun, he's like, and he like looks up and he's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Did I order a pizza?
Exactly.
I want to be the dad that bust my balls of every girl that I dated back when I was younger. And they were kind, but they did the thing. And it's like, I'll do it in like a very fun way.
But
I'm actually looking forward to the I like open the door and it's like, you know.
Are you have the long house?
Some guy. Right. I'm like, yeah. What are you doing? Can I see blah, 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 blah? I'm like, who? <You know?
laughs> We've got to remember, this is almost 16 years from now, okay? So you got to think the times are how they are right now and think about how the times are when they're 16. Now, mind you, I have nieces and nephews that I hear fucking horror stories that these kids in school, like they have bracelets of what they do, the colors sexually.
What?
Kids have cell phones now, like obviously a lot early. I didn't have one.
Come on.
So it worries me, which again, I'm having a boy. It's a little different. I don't think he's going to want to date. What guy the hell wants to date with that? They want to go out with girls and hang out, but who wants to have a girlfriend at 16?
Well, knowing you, of course not.
I didn't have girlfriends.
The ones that
I did lasted a hot minute, man. So I just think, again, we have to predict 16 years. I got Bo at 16 for the girl because I think things are going to be a little different then. I got Randall at 16 too, but that could go up or down depending on how Lala feels. And myself, I put 16 because I just don't think. I think he's. I'm in my head. I'm raising my kid to be.
Don't
such
lie to
a,
yourself right now. Don't
I'm,
lie to yourself.
I'm picturing my kid as such an alpha male because that's how I grew up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think your kid's going to be such a sports kid that dating will be there, but it won't be the priority.
I don't think so.
Or he'll be the total opposite because you're going to freaking shove hockey down his
No, I'm not.
And no. He's going to be like, I want to do ballet and piano.
Now, and that's fine. Right? That. And by the way,
Billy Elliot movie. Remember the boxing
that.
And ballet?
I would not mind it if my kid wants to go to theater. He's going to be. Here's the thing: I'm going to throw him and make him so occupied with his whole life that he will not have time to fuck up. He's going to be in dance, Boy Scouts, or dance. Sorry, he's going to be in theater. He's going to be in Boy Scouts. He's going to be in tennis. He's going to be in base. He's going to be
pickleball.
I'm going to be. I'm going to be in the PTA. 100%. I'm going to be.
Wow.
I am going to be involved in it all.
I want to go to that school. I want to go. I'm sending our daughter to whatever school you're on the PTA just to watch them throw your ass out of that school.
Listen,
you better make Brittany head of the PTA.
Yeah, I want to be involved. That's the best. Like, that's why we're trying to work so hard now so I can be fortunate enough to spend time with my kids.
I love that, Jack.
I want to be involved. My parents were involved. Were your parents involved?
My mom was involved. My dad worked a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
My dad too.
Yeah.
But my mom, one of them was always there.
My mom was always there.
Right. But someone would be there.
Yeah.
Always.
And my dad was always supportive. Like at all, I was a theater kid, so he was always at my productions and stuff like that. But my mom was anything that, you know, went sideways. My mom was there. So my prediction is Bo 17 for dating, Jax 15. The boy's going to start going to the mall and dates.
Yeah.
And then I put my daughter will start dating at 65.
65 sounds good.
I mean, that's what I said. I said when she moves out.
Yeah. It brings up another thing for my ask is the open door policy. We had that growing up.
What is the open door policy?
Open door policy meaning if you're like, our kids are going to grow up with lots of crazy shit. If they want to try smoking, if someone had tried marijuana, if something.
We didn't have that at my house.
If my son, hey, someone talked about cigarettes the other day. I'm interested. I would rather him come to me and say, listen, I will watch you smoke that cigarette. I want to be there. I want to make sure, just if he tries it.
And you're going
to
smoke the whole pack.
That was my dad. That was my dad.
You want to smoke? You're going to smoke the whole pack.
That was my dad.
And a cigar.
Yeah, right? And
but
dip.
It's important, though, to me that my kids can come. Hey, listen, I think I can talk to my dad about that. Because I knew kids growing up that, I can't talk to my mom and dad about that. That's my worst fear.
Oh, okay.
My parents were very open. They talked to me about everything, and I could talk to them about anything.
Yes, same.
And I think Lala talks to me a lot about, and her family, very similar. So I'm interested to hear. But I always want to have an open door policy.
Right. Sex, drugs, things that are uncomfortable, we have to make comfortable.
True. Before my mom was a relationship therapist, she was also, she was doing, I don't know the technical term, but she was dealing with like drug addicts and everything before she switched, like transed over. And like every time I did something, she would always say, if you're going to go outside, if you're going to do anything, I'm always here to pick you up.
Same,
you
know?
If you need anything, you're not going to get in trouble. So I remember the first time I did like ecstasy, you know, and it was in Ybor City in Florida. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not feeling really good. My mom drove and picked me up from Clearwater Beach and picked me up, and I wasn't in trouble. And she talked to me about, why did you decide to do that? Well, everyone else was doing it. I'm like, okay, are you going to do it again? I'm like, I don't know. Right now, I don't feel like I should. But she was very, like, if I tried something, I did something, I would call her, let her know. I was very open about it. And then she talked to me about it, that I never had a problem. Like, I never had, like, a drug issue or anything like that. Because it was just like, I tried this stuff. Okay, cool. It wasn't like, you can't do that. And when you can't do something, then you want to do it more as a teenager.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. So it's like the reverse psychology. We had the same thing at my house. Same thing. If we could talk about it, that approach was the best approach. And remind you, this is the late 80s, early 90s. And that approach. Now, a lot of people too, I had a lot of friends that went the opposite direction, their fathers and their parents. I don't want to know. You're grounded. And what did they do? They don't have close relationships with their kids, or they rebelled. Yep. And you look at them like, well, you know, there's both ways. You don't want your kids to try these. You want to shelter them from this. But at the same time, you want them to be able to come to you with problems, not just these kind of problems. They're going to have emotional problems, other kinds of problems that I want them to be like, you don't want to be their best friend. You're their parent, but you kind of want to have to like, a dance on that line. I'm not here to be your friend. I do want to be your
friend.
They
were getting their information from you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm the best guy to come to about all that information because I've done it all. I've done it all. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
But that applies. That mentality applies to everything from like even like religion, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's like my mom was, I felt like she was, with my grandmother was shoved down with Christianity that she reversed into a lot of New Age stuff. Oh. And then I was kind of shoved with a lot of New Age stuff that I reverted to Christianity, but in a sense of more of like the New Age Christianity where it's like, it's just not so judgmental and, you know, and so I'm worried about my kid. It's like, how am I going to do that? So I don't want to shove anything down her throat, but I want to like give her options. And if she's interested in something, I'm not going to be like, no, because then she's going to want
to
do that.
So I think too, it's important to believe in something. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you believe in a tree. I don't care if you believe in bugs. Just believe in something. Believe in something that makes you, you know, a spiritual.
There's something bigger than us.
There's something bigger than us. That's all I care about.
Something bigger than us. It makes life so much more fun.
Right.
I agree. To know about, you know?
I like that. I agree with you guys. Like being a great parent, I think, starts with being a good listener and being a good communicator. And if you have that bond with your child where they can come to you, I think that you can never go wrong, right? If they always can come through that door and that's a safe place for them to say whatever's 100%. Going on. They're having a shitty day. They're having a great day. If they're worried or nervous or want to experiment, at least they feel they can talk about it. Then nothing outside the house is going to be a surprise.
Right.
And I agree. I think that's a great, you know, lesson.
Yeah, and also a lot of my wife's from the South, so it's going to be a lot of yes ma'am, no ma'am, be very very polite to people. Like that's how Brittany. Now, if you go down to the South and you talk to any Brittany's cousins, brothers, Brittany's raised. That's why she's going to be an awesome mom. She raised all her nephews. She's born for this. But if you go down there and you see young kids and how they treat their parents, yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir. That's going to, especially with a young boy. A lot of that. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Wow.
Yeah, of course.
And then to the Brittany's gonna, and they go outside when they're like,
well, that's fine. Hey, whatever you do with your, but I'm going to do my part. I'm going to drill that in at home because as a young man, that's very important. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Politeness is, it goes a lot farther. Look how polite Brittany is.
She's the sweetest
thing in the world. Now to have a young man raised like that would be great.
I have a question. Let's just talk fashion for a second because I have none. Lala has been ordering on this internet like they're giving the shit away for free. I have never seen more shit, more stylish shoes, more stylish clothes. She hurt my feelings the other day, so we now have a rule. She didn't mean to, but we have a rule where I am not allowed to buy anything for our daughter without her approval. I went into a store, Target.
Oh, I heard about this. And you guys got in an argument.
I didn't hear about this.
I went to Target. I went to Target with Lynn and Riley.
Okay.
And we were just buying some fun shirts that they wanted. And so I bought them a bunch of shirts and I pivoted right. And there was like a newborn section. And I thought, what a great expecting father. And I picked it out and on it said something corny like, daddy's girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Something like that.
Right. Ask your mom.
Right.
Ask your dad.
Right. But so I was like, we're going to get this for baby, because I can't say the name. So we're going to get this for baby. I check out. I'm so excited. Lala's in the car waiting for us. I come running out. She goes, what did you guys get? I show the little onesie, and she looks. She can't even hide it. She looks at me, and she goes, not even. Wait. I have to just do this slowly.
I can just imagine her
I just
face.
Have to do this slowly. You know when you put the effort in, you're like so proud? Lala doesn't have a filter, either do I, but she goes like this. She looks at it, and she goes, that's ugly. Not even a buffer. Not even a buffer. Where the fuck is the buffer?
Like, wow, you
nothing.
Did.
Not, like, so okay. Not my favorite.
Yeah, or we'll see.
Right. Or we'll see. Yeah. Or that's sweet. Yeah. Or not my favorite.
Right.
It was, that's ugly.
Well, Lisa wasn't like, no, throw it away right now.
No, she said,
more or less.
Leave it on the ground.
More or less.
No, she said, take it back. Now. She said, take it back. And I said, I'm not taking shit back. And I got in the car and I didn't speak to her for probably 20 fucking minutes. I was furious. And she goes, she said, did I hurt your feelings? I go,
what do you think?
Yeah.
Do you know what? You know what girls have a hard time with the phrase? What's this such a point? Pick and choose your battles. Edge, is it worth it? Would your day would have changed? Hey, would your
he's
day?
He's got a lot of battles. Like, ever since Stassi got pregnant, we don't.
No. First of all, listen. As men, we sit so there. Funny. Listen, we just look for a little confirmation that we're doing the right thing.
Thank
but when
you,
you
Jax.
Shut me down, you don't even have. Listen, if I buy something, Jax, I don't care if you like it or not. Just humor me.
Thank yeah, but
you.
When they're humor pregnant, me. We can't pick any battles.
Oh no,
when they're pregnant, you cannot pick any battles.
Just say, hey, babe.
No,
hey, babe.
They are carrying a very heavy child.
Hey. That was great of you to think of the kid while you were shopping at Target.
Thank you,
Jess. That was nice.
That's
and you know
wanted.
What? If you would have put it in the back seat, you probably would have never even known if the kid worn it or not.
Thank you.
Right?
Why did you have to go there with it's ugly? By the way, it was fucking cute, but I want to say one other thing. But the funny thing is we barely have any arguments now because it's really about there's this love and this nurturing.
I wish she was pregnant all the time, to be honest.
Correct.
Go ahead.
But no. But the so fast forward.
I'm just gonna pause on that moment and just think about that.
Fuck.
I mean,
that was
I don't think she wants to.
No, she doesn't. But I tell you what, like Randall said, there's something inside her that's more important than arguing about.
Yeah, no,
if I left the cabinet open,
just funny.
Okay, there's by something the more important than arguing about what I'm doing tonight. Like, there's more important things to argue about, and she's finally realizing that, so she can keep that mentality throughout our whole marriage. That would be amazing.
Oh shit! I'm stepping out of that.
Yep. Why? Well, it's same. Great. No, I'm not saying I have a hostile.
No, play.
I just. I'm saying in general, when you have pointless arguments with our wives, which I know you all have, you're
not
like,
me.
Listen,
you're perfect, Lala. I
listen,
love you.
No.
Yes. Same for you, Stassi.
Listen,
Lala
I know.
And Stassi, you guys are perfect.
No, they are perfect. And Brittany, I love
Dude,
you. But you know what I'm talking
out,
about.
She's gonna be like, "What the hell did you just say?" I'm like,
well,
"I
listen,
didn't say anything."
You know, when you do something just dumb, and you don't mean it much, and you're she just wants to ride you on something dumb. For me, it's leaving the cabinets open. She goes on to tone on me on that. And it's just such
the
I'm
door
sorry.
In the toilet's okay, but God forbid the cabinet
yes.
leave open.
100%. If I leave a cabinet open, it's how the door,
No, I'll tell you, if I leave the toothpaste on the counter, if I leave we had a-
You guys are full of shit. I love how you're sugarcoating it. Oh, my wife's okay. I love you.
Oh my God. Well, you were talking about how Lala gets a lot of stuff. Stassi gets the same amount of stuff too.
Thank
you. I've literally spent like $400 a month on having a guy come up and pick boxes up. Because it fills up my garbage can because they only come once a week. So I have to have someone come up or it stacks up.
I do illegal dumping, by the way. I have a spot. I go behind this.
Do you really?
Yeah, illegal dumping place at Smart and Final down the street. I've been going there for a year.
I will literally drive in the
valley. I have a system. I go at 11:30 at night so no one sees me. I know where the cameras are in the behind Smart and Final, and I dump. And I dump and I dump and I dump.
That's hilarious.
You know how many Amazon packages I get a day?
I
would fill my garbage cans up
all the time.
I would fill up my garbage cans the day after if I didn't.
The one thing that I bought, like the couple things that I bought Stas was just Ram stuff. I bought little Rams, little baby. I have literally from infant all the way till she's two, little rompers, little Ram stuff. But the one thing that I've realized that Stassi doesn't like is the little onesies with like the same thing with
the
like,
writing.
The writing.
They don't like
I just don't I like I don't actually don't like it either. It's like it's just kind of cheesy. Yeah.
It is. And listen.
I'm corny,
I think those are okay for the beginning because the baby's gonna grow so quick. And when you're in a hurry and she's hanging out at home, the little I love daddy shirts
by the way,
are fine.
Yeah. By the way, the baby's gonna be spitting up, eating all over herself.
You're gonna need a lot of it.
I don't know why we can't go out and show them off.
Yeah, I know. What am I going to do? Yeah, it's basically for Instagram. Let's be real.
No, you're 1,000% right.
And although my kid has my kid has every pair of Jordans that you could possibly have already.
No, we've seen. What is that, like 35 pairs? Do you know how fast those feet grow?
Now, people say this to me. I don't know if you've seen the pictures. Now, if you zoom in, they are different ages. I didn't buy all pre-baby. I bought one for 2 years old. I bought one for one. I bought one for 6 months. It's not all for the first 6 months of my kid.
I can't wait to get your kid, your son, a pair of Vans, and all of a sudden he hates Jordans.
Oh my God, he would. He doesn't. He only has one pair. He has all Nikes and maybe one pair of Converse. I think that's it so far.
I like Chucks, Chuck,
he's got to have Chucks.
If he just starts getting Chucks and Vans, that would be hilarious.
And then he joins theater. That'll be great.
Yes.
He joins theater and he wears Chucks and Vans and he wants to get his first apartment in Las Vegas. I'm in trouble.
If he comes over to try to date my daughter, he better be wearing a pair of checkerboard Vans.
Oh my God.
Sure.
And he's saying, hey, can I go to Uncle Bo's and like hang out in his Volkswagen? I'm going to be like, what? What?
Did you have another question?
We have. Let's skip to the last question.
I mean, we could literally do a dad talk every week.
Dude, we could.
We could do a dad, you know, what to expect when expecting.
Oh my God, what to expect?
Yeah, that's copyright infringement right there, Jax.
I know. Well, I mean, like dad talk. Why can't
we just
do
a book?
It
a
is?
Book? Yeah.
It's a million.
It's a
first of all, it's a million books.
It's a book. It's a movie.
Well, we'll change
it's a really
a,
weird
hey,
movie.
We'll change a couple of the letters.
You know what? If people write us in and they say, then we could just have a dad.
Yeah, who does it? Dad talk.
The dad cast. The dad podcast. And every week we talk about our kids all the way until they graduate high school.
And how to be a dad in 20.
And the kids will love that.
How to be a dad. How to be a dad in 2021 during a pandemic.
No, can you imagine? We talk about our three kids like every week. Like, okay, what happened to yours?
Oh,
detention.
God, here we go. Yeah. This week my kid tried to do this, and we came from
I'm
school
serious.
This.
She's a piano savant. That's what I'm hoping mine is.
Dude, what if my kid becomes a genius? Brittany and I are going to be so lost. We're going to be like, I'm going to be like, I consider myself like Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. I'm a Phil Dunphy.
I think you're, okay, question.
All right. Okay, this is directed just to Randall and Bo.
Oh,
will
shit. Oh.
You let your daughters date Jackson Brittany's son?
Go ahead, Randall. I can't even.
Everybody wants to know this.
Everybody.
Okay,
I'm just going to be
You can't control
up.
It.
I'm going to be straight up like Lala is trying to teach me to be. I love Jax. But not no. But fuck no.
I'm going to trump that. I'm going to be like, hell fucking no.
Jax's son is going to be such a stud that I am going to have to keep my daughter so far away.
Oh,
three
yeah.
school districts over.
Even when COVID's over, I'm going to be like, hey, little man, no. 6 feet apart. 6 feet apart.
First of all, Jax's son is going to be such a good looking.
Like, I know,
like
right?
Have all the game in the world. And God. He's going to be a charmer because Brittany is such a sweetheart. So he's going to have Jax's game, Brittany's sweetheart, sweetness and class, and Jax's looks and Brittany's looks. Forget it. Off the table.
Yeah.
Off the table.
Yeah. Off definitely table. Not.
And Jax, would you let your son date their daughters?
Of course. Sure I would.
Of course. Of course.
What do you mean?
Why not?
Keep it all in the family.
Even if my daughter like ends up being ugly, she's going to have hot freaking outfits on that's just going to make her look good. Delete that. No, I'm kidding.
Stassi.
We have doctors.
Stassi and Lala
we know doctors.
Are going to be so dialed in on the fashion.
Oh, my God. I'm actually going to like that because they're going to be gone doing their little shopping thing.
And we can go.
Girls.
We go have guy time.
Guy time. Guy exactly. Time.
I agree. And by the way, Jax, we'll be in your guy garage.
Well, I mean, yeah. In the first what, 5 years, they're all going to be treated the same anyway. It doesn't matter, girl or boy, anyway. First, until they figure out they're, you know.
You know what's going to be great? If Tom and Katie, they actually have a boy, so then it's like 2 and 2.
Oh,
so
that would
then
be good.
That would
together,
be good.
That would be
like
great.
Family vacation.
That would be great.
Barbecues and
in a
shopping
perfect world.
And fun going to sports. Who knows? Maybe it's like us four will go with your two kids to like Rams games, and the girls can go do shopping.
Yes,
stuff.
Yeah, I so love that.
Camping trips.
That would be fun.
Staycations. Exactly. All that kind of fun
and by
stuff.
The way, I could take your daughter and Stassi because you don't do mani pedis, but I could get mani pedis.
I don't do mani. Are you
oh,
kidding
you do?
Me? Are you
Oh, yes. The bread.
Bro.
Oh,
I was raised by a majority of women.
Oh, I'm a mani pedi specialist.
Mani. Yes.
Oh, then we're going to have
scrub those calluses.
Let's go.
Scrub it.
God, this is great.
I'll go get you guys coffee while that's happening.
Because yeah. We do not need to see your feet.
No, nobody needs to see them. I was not blessed
I have
with
a question.
Feet.
I have a question because I definitely don't know the answer because I'm not as versed in this area as the two of you. Who would you let babysit your children, your child, and who would you not from Vanderpump?
From Vanderpump that's rules. A really easy question. I'll go first. I'm Doty, 100%. We've talked about this 100 times. We've made jokes about this.
So Doty's a yes.
Doty, hey, listen, you could say whatever you want about Doty.
I didn't say that.
That girl cares about and she loves her friends.
She's a good
She's
person.
A good person.
Okay.
She'll go above and beyond. She goes above and beyond
true.
Now.
True, but she also falls a lot. So if she's holding my child and she falls.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. That's funny.
But yes, I would say Kristen as well because
okay,
the way
on.
She is with her dogs. But please just.
Wait, are you saying that's for sure who you would let?
I would, out of the whole cast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say
Doty.
Okay.
But also,
who's a no? Oh, wait, hold on.
Man, you know what? Katie would be on that. Katie would be on that as well. I'm going to say Katie on my side.
But I agree.
Kristen's, for me, I think Kristen's a great, great, great backup, but I'll definitely say Katie.
So she's B team.
Yeah.
Kristen's your A team.
It's just the falling thing. Kristen falls too much. I'm saying that in a loving way.
No, that's a problem. That's a problem.
It's a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who would you definitely 100% not if you had a
Schwartz?
I was going to say that.
Schwartz. 100%.
Literally was going to say the same
not
thing. Schwartz would probably forget he's babysitting.
He would forget. And it's not a knock on Tom. It is not a knock. It's just who he is. I mean, it's just he would be like.
Hey, Tom, I'm busting your balls.
Yeah.
But
he would be. I don't know. It's just all like just a funny game. But no, I would not do that to him. I would not ask him to do that either. I would never put him in that position either because he would feel so uncomfortable. He would not know what to do. He would not know what to do. You're right. He would be listening to music or something. My kid would be crawling out the backyard. I don't know.
Getting into like all his bottle of Jaeger in the fridge.
Yeah, I don't know. Finding a mushroom somewhere. I don't know. Like, shit. I don't. You know?
Question. Well, you know.
You answer the question.
No, God, okay, I'll answer the question. I'll tell you. This is true. Not that she'll ever do this, but I think you'd all agree with me on this one. Lisa Vanderpump.
Would I what?
No, I would let her watch.
Oh, my God.
She wouldn't watch it.
If she did babysit.
If she did actually babysit.
Our daughter, no, 100%, because our daughter would come back with like a new outfit probably.
Oh, glam.
She would be glammed out.
Dude.
Hair done.
Bentley toy car.
Oh, my God. Maybe a new puppy.
Puppy.
You know, that she gave from the rescue. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
And I'm going to agree with both of you. If Tom Schwartz can't remember to get me for your wedding to walk down the aisle. There ain't no fucking.
If he couldn't remember, he didn't even remember his own cake. I think he almost forgot his cake. He had one job, and this was his own wedding. He forgot.
Well, he was trying to memorize his 2-hour long monologue.
Right, right. Oh, he wrote his vows.
At your wedding.
He wrote his vows for his own wedding 5 minutes prior.
Did he really?
Yeah, I was there. I had to go find a pencil.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah, we love you, Tom.
I love you, Tom, more than anything. You're my best friend, but man, I wouldn't do that to you. I think he would agree. I think he would agree.
I think
with us.
He knows. I mean, come on. I love Tom. He's got the biggest heart, but he will suck as a babysitter, but he will be a phenomenal father.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's yeah. Like his own child? His own child, he will crush being the
we
dad.
We just got to start, like, after this episode, we got to hold hands and just, like do some, like, good juju towards Tom's semen.
Yes, yes.
Make it. Get it.
Pray
get
to
it
the sex gods.
Get it in there.
Jax, you really are.
I mean, right?
And I'm the one who's having, like, you know, like sparkling seltzers right now.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, it takes.
By the way, I want the audience to know, because they don't have the stage set here. Bo came in hot with the White Claws and the Fireball mini bottles from the mini fridge. And it is a celebratory day of men and
being men.
And men being men. Yes.
I mean, maybe if I didn't have White Claws, but you know, whatever.
It's the middle of the day, so you don't want to go too.
Get it out of your system.
I Uber,
now.
So no one has to worry.
We gotta get it out of our system now, right?
All right, we got a couple minutes left. Is there anything that anybody wants to say that we left out? Because I think we put it all out there today. And I
would really like to know if somehow you can find out if your fans would love for us to do a dad chat once a week or once a month or something like that. Would like that?
Well, let me tell you, I think we should try to do it a couple times a month. I think it would be fun.
I think it would be fun, especially.
Well, I have nothing else going on, so why not?
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
Well, listen, we're putting it out there. DM us, send in comments, let us know. We love doing this, and I'm going to let you all know next week. Next week's episode is a surprise. I am blowing the surprise right now. Lala, Stassi, and Brittany are taking over the Give Them Lala podcast and having a future mother podcast.
That's gonna be cool to listen to.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Because they're both on their own different journeys with pregnancy.
Yeah, they are.
They all have different like feelings and what's happening physically to them and, you know, everything.
That's a really good idea. Yeah. That's a really good idea.
I do have to say that I'm really excited to grow up with you guys as dads.
I know.
Like,
me too.
Next year, once they're all out, I'm happy to have you
it's
guys.
It's going
to
be an interesting journey.
Too,
it's going to be an interesting journey. It's going to be a fun journey. And I'm excited for it. I think these kids are going to have a great future. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. They just have to be better than all of us.
100%.
Like, new generation.
Yes.
New generation. You know, they're definitely.
Or just better than me.
They're going to be better.
Me's fine. Just Jax. Okay. As long as you're better. As long
as
you do.
I didn't want to call you out.
All joking aside, Jax, I'm not that big of an asshole.
First of all, Jax, you're a great man, and I know you're going to be a great dad.
Just have your son not have a Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
All right. We are ending today's
episode.
I love you. We all love our wives, by the way. We all love them very much. We hope they don't get too mad at us.
By the way, you know we're going to get it because they're going to listen to this episode.
Oh, yes.
And then do the next week's episode, and they're going to go off.
Which is why we need to have a rebuttal.
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank my good friends, Jax and Bo. You guys are friends and family, and I can't wait to raise children with you guys.
Can't wait.
Sir.
It's going to be fun.
Man.
Thank you, everybody.
Till next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.